Roman numeral 3. Now has come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ. For the accuser of our brothers has been cast down, who accuses them before our God day and night. And they overcame him, the devil, because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony. And they loved not their soul life even unto death. A. They overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb. 1. Satan may accuse us, but we can answer that the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from every sin. 1 John 1:7. The blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from every sin. 2. Any apparent condemnation that does not stop after we have confessed and applied the blood is not God's enlightenment, but Satan's accusation. 3. We must not only reject the accusations which are without cause, but we must also reject all the accusations which have cause. 4. When we commit sin, we do not glorify God, but when we do not trust the precious blood, we dishonor him all the more. 5. We must always apply the blood, telling the devil that although we are not perfect, we are under the precious blood. B. They overcame him because of the word of their testimony. 1. Testimony means to tell others what there is in Christ, and the word of testimony is something which must be spoken forth. 2. The overcomers must frequently proclaim the victory of Christ, testifying that the devil has been judged by the Lord. 1 John 3:8. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. 3. Satan does not fear when we try to reason with him, but he does fear when we proclaim the spiritual facts of Christ's victory. Small a, that the name of Jesus is above every name is a spiritual fact, which we must declare in faith, not only to men, but also to Satan. Small b, we must proclaim to Satan and his demons that Jesus is Lord, that the Lord is victorious, and that Satan has been crushed under his feet. C. They loved not their soul life even unto death. 1. Due to Adam's fall, Satan joined himself to man's soul life, man's self. To overcome him, we must not love our soul life. Rather, we must hate it and deny it. Matthew 16:24. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone wants to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Small a, Satan wants us to act in our own strength and move in ourselves with the power of our soul, our natural ability. Small b, natural ability is the ability which we originally had and which has never been dealt with by the operation of the cross. Small c, the failure of the charge is due to man's bringing in his natural ability. Small d, the purpose of the cross is to deal with our natural strength and ability, so that we will not dare to move by ourselves, as seen in the cases of Moses and Peter. Small e, we should have the attitude that we will not live by ourselves in any way. We will not value our own ability or have any self-confidence. 2. We must be self-sacrificing persons, a drink offering, allowing Christ as the heavenly wine to fill us and cause us to become wine to God. Small a, the drink offering typifies Christ as the one poured out as the real wine before God for his satisfaction. Small b, the Apostle Paul became a drink offering that was poured out upon the sacrifice in service of the saints' faith. Small c, The drink offering typifies not only Christ himself, but also Christ who saturates us with himself as the heavenly wine until he and we become one to be poured out for God's enjoyment and satisfaction and for God's building.